What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, June 1st, 2018. It's E3 month. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the busiest lady in the business, Andrea Renee.
What's good, Greg?
You know what? Everything.
Right?
Everything's good.
The hype levels are becoming deafening.
It's E3. You can't get away from it. It's Friday. That's amazing. I'm going to this Clusterfest thing tonight, which is all this weird comedy thing downtown. I just got a copy of Vampire. I was going to wear my PlayStation Pride shirt that I got at PSX that I always get so many compliments on. Of course, it's Pride Month. Shout out to everybody, LGBT. But then I realized I wore it over the weekend because I like that shirt so much. So I didn't have it. So then I wore the Missouri shirt, which is my new favorite t-shirt.
Mm.
And so why am I not in my shirt and tie? I look too good in this Missouri shirt.
It's a pretty nice shirt.
I look too good in this thing. I want to start getting all these V-neck things.
See, I am not generally a fan of the ringer tee,
sure.
But I like the V-neck style.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Funhouse has a shirt very much like this. I wanted one. They were sold out. I hit up my Rooster Teeth contact, Fareed. Do you know Fareed yet?
Not yet.
You will know Fareed very well. Hit up Fareed and said, hey, can you get this? And he's like, I don't know. And then he's like, I moved heaven and earth and I found it. That was like 3 months ago. Now I don't know where it is. Everybody, if you know Fareed, tweet it Fareed.
Give WTF. Him
what are you playing this weekend, Andrea Renee?
Well, I'm super excited to play Just Shapes and Beats.
Ooh, yes.
I also am excited to play Pixel Junk Monsters 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, I got to finish Detroit.
Oh, you do have to finish Detroit.
We're going to do, we're going to do a spoiler cast, but not until after E3.
Sure.
On what's good. But I'm probably going to play some more Destiny 2.
Of course. That'll come up later in the show.
Did some heroic strikes last night.
Mm.
Those are really hard, by the way.
Yeah. But that's what you wanted, right?
I mean,
all you Destiny kids, that's what you said you wanted. Make it harder. Make us grind.
But I wanted it more challenging from a mechanics perspective, not just enemies that take more damage. That just it's the same enemies that take more DPS.
Gotcha.
But it was interesting. We also had two people for the first half, and then one of the What's Good Guardians, Drew Pinkman, was like, "I see you're striking," and I was like, "We need a third." And so he helped us finish it.
Is Drew really good?
He's very good, yes.
Gotcha.
And he's light level 375.
Light level's 375?
So that helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah, okay.
I think 375. I think that's what he is. Don't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what I was like. What are you going to play this weekend?
I don't know. I'm in a weird place, Andrea.
You just got the code for Vampire.
I did, so I'm probably going to do... I'm definitely going to jump into Vampire. Will that be what dominates my life from here on out? Because last night... Kevin, get ready with the applause, please. Ready? Platinum Detroit. Platinum number 69 on the record.
How's that
there
Metal Gear
it is.
Platinum coming?
Huh? Was that it?
Wait, what platinum?
He said, "How's that Metal Gear Platinum coming?" The one where I was like, "I'm gonna platinum this during Extra Life 2015 or 16 or whatever," and it was like everybody leading into it. Josh grabbed the platinum purse, was like, "There's not a shot in hell." I'm looking at what you have left, and sure enough, like 6 straight hours, I was like, "I'm nowhere even closer. I just got to stop and do this," and then never happened.
That sounds right.
But that's the thing is, Detroit was a real platinum. You know, I had to do stuff, use the guides, go back, get the collectibles, do some stuff at the very end there that was kind of monotonous playing through just to get this thing.
A real platinum.
Now that it's done, though, I could use a couple. Give me some of them easy ones. Let's get to 71 and 72 in like an hour. You know what I mean? Let's just crank them out. Let's get some cheap ones. Where is Slide, everybody? I digress. The thing is, now that Detroit's done, I am like, ooh, what do I play now? And then it gets even more interesting.
Mm.
My wife, Geneviève Saint-Ange-Miller, leaves for a work trip Sunday. Gone all week.
I'm a swinging
bachelor. So it's like, what do I want to dedicate all these nights to? And so if Vampire pops in, that's an interesting one. I'm gonna jump into it. I know nothing about it other than it's Don't Nod, of course. Life is Strange, folks. See how that works. See how it plays. See if it's good. If that clicks, great. That's solved. But before this got on my radar, you know, we don't have Mario Tennis Aces yet. There's so much. It's E3 coming. There's so many things you're thinking about. All these games I want to play. I was like, well, what do I play now with this free time? I thought about, you know what? I'm dying for Valkyria Chronicles 4. Do I do a replay of the PlayStation 4 version, which I never really did, a Valkyria Chronicles remastered? What if I did that? Looked at the platinum. I'm like, that's too hard. I'm not going to platinum it. Do I need to platinum something in this time? I thought about maybe... For a brief second, and it's not going to happen, maybe dedicating this time to Persona 5. But I'm like, wow, even with fucking 6 full days to myself to play, I wouldn't be able to. I'm only at 30 hours in. I still wouldn't beat it. So what's the point? Thought about this. I got real crazy, Andrea.
Oh.
Said either, what if I use this time to jump back into the Division to warm up for when they get the Division 2 drop things in there that I can use for Division 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, what if I just play Fortnite? What if I come home and, like Xavier Woods, every night go to the lab? And do Fortnite. Thought about, hey, what if I play a way out with Big Dog Kevin Coelho?
Oh.
You know what I mean? We've been talking about that for a while.
Shit.
We've been talking about that for a while.
You guys could have another slumber party.
We could do another slumber party.
I don't know of a slumber party.
We could stay late at work and bring Porty, and then we could just stream it.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
There's a lot I could do here.
And that would allow me to get, I think that the new part of the new PC, I could work on that too.
Oh, okay. But the other thing too is Kevin wants to play, or I'm forcing Kevin to play Division 2 with me. So I could drag him through the division for a while.
He is forcing me to do
that. The other thing too, there's more Monster Hunter content Kevin and I could jump into.
Yeah, but like let's be honest. We let go of that.
There's too much other stuff to play. You have no interest in playing Pixel Junk Monsters too?
I liked Pixel Junk Monsters 1 a lot and reviewed Encore, I believe, and played it on different platforms. I have not been aching for another Pixel Junk. It's a good game. I'm sure it's fantastic. I want your report next week.
Well, we had Brandon Jones on the show this week.
Oh, that's right. What podcast is that? What show is that?
That'd be the What's Good Games podcast. Yeah, you can find it on podcast services or at youtube.com/whatsgoodgames. And we had a whopper of a show, 3 hours.
Yeah, that boy can talk.
With Brandon from Easy Allies. And so he and Brittany were talking about it, and it got me all pumped up.
Really?
Because I completely forgot that it was out.
Yeah, a lot of people missed it. It came out last week, right? But it was kind of like a stealth release where just not real much fanfare for it. When everybody loves it, people missed it. I saw people tweeting about missing it. Yeah.
We were talking about our shared love of the tower defense genre.
Mm-mm. I enjoyed tower defense, but I feel like I had my fill, and I was personally ready to move on, and I'm glad you're enjoying it there. But Miller, you know what I mean? There's other things to play.
Miller, Way Out sounds like a really good plan.
It sounds like a good one?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Maybe.
You want to play A Way Out with me next week?
Is it next week? It's not this weekend.
No, not the weekend. Well, she leaves Sunday. Sunday we could play. But I'm just saying, I have every night now, I'm just going to go home with Porty and bounce a tennis ball off the wall. Got to figure out something to do. It's hard. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it.
You get married, you fall in love. Suddenly, this is the most important person in your life, the only one you want to hang out with. She goes away for a week. She was gone last night. I ate a chorizo burrito, listened to some podcasts in Platinum Detroit. It took me like 4 hours of Detroit to be like, man, I'm lonely. Wait, I could stream this. I just streamed it and talked to the chat. Hey, you know what? I'll just say it for everybody out there listening real quick, too. If you're a youtube.com/kindoffunnygames person tuning in, it looks like the show is going to start at like around 8 o'clock. If you want to 8 minutes if you want to jump and put that time link in the comments to save yourself just taking. Because if you didn't know, this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Go to kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Give us your questions, comments, bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. Then watch us record it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, where, if you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you. I'll make it as quick as I can. IGN versus Kinda Funny in Mario Tennis Aces is up. It is a party mode. It is fantastic. If you've slept on party mode or haven't watched one in a while, this is a great one to jump into. Miranda, Philip from IGN, come on over here to compete for the Kinda Funny world title and the now Per Schneider Inner Sight Championship Trophy. You can catch it on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or IGN.com or youtube.com/IGN. It is a cross promotion of all of us hanging out, being friends together. 3 new Mario Tennis Aces courts shown off in there. Yes, there's a new What's Good Games Up with Brandon Jones. It's 3 hours long.
That's right. Well, Brittany goes on at length about all of the Pokemon news as she should.
As she should.
It is her wheelhouse, and she sunk many hundreds of dollars into Pokemon Go, so she's very invested in the 2 Let's Go titles. And we talk about Fallout. Mm. We talk about the other game news that was out this week. And plus, we had lots of hands-on stuff because we had 2 games from Judges Week had their embargoes up. We Happy Few we talked about, and we also talked about Underworld Ascendant, which was up this morning for embargo.
505, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Remember, E3 is coming up. We at Kinda Funny will have pre, post, and live shows for every conference. You can watch them live, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you miss any of it, 2 parts of it, the live reactions and the Gamescast post shows, go live on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. And then the Gamescast post show goes up as an MP3 as well. And then today we're brought to you by Omaha Steaks in Brooklyn, but I'll tell you about that later. I'm sorry I lied to you, YouTube people. The news starts at 9:30, 9 minutes, 30 seconds, with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. 5 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I don't want you to give too much energy. You finish this week strong, all right? Anthem has detailed what it's doing at EA Play. Andrea Renee. Number one, are you ready?
I've been like scoping Casey's Twitter feed.
Yeah,
like,
for anything
all week.
Anything.
Yeah.
Here's the rundown, direct from EA and the Anthem team. Number one, a new trailer. That's right, we're delivering an unseen trailer that delves into the dangerous world of Anthem. You'll get a glimpse into the story, characters, and monsters that bring the game to life.
No surprise there. It's E3. They're going to have a new trailer.
But I appreciate they're talking about a glimpse in the story characters. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, of course.
They had a trailer last year that was just like, what, we're Iron Man? Oh, we're Iron Man underwater? Rad! I want that. Yeah, sure. Number two, more gameplay. Last year, we showed off some of the core gameplay that you can expect from Anthem. Flying, fighting, and, of course, collecting loot. And this year, we're happy to show off some more. Tune in to see it all. Number three, a combat showcase. One thing we'll be showing in depth this time around is combat. The power of the Javelin exosuit will be on full display as players take on the most ferocious enemies seen yet.
That's the part I'm most excited about, because this was the part I was the most hesitant about. We know BioWare is going to nail the story, characters, you know, dialogue, right? That's what they're really, really excellent at. When we first heard about Anthem, I was like, but as much as I love Mass Effect, the combat, not the best combat
the
in the world.
The gunplay and the melee stuff wasn't what you're hanging your head on.
So, and everyone keeps making these Destiny comparisons, and I, from now until the end of time, will beat the drum of how good Bungie is at first-person shooting mechanics.
The
combat in Destiny is top tier.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, if they can get close to what Bungie is doing with combat, but then add in all of the awesome BioWare narrative stuff.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
There you go.
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
I'm ready.
Number four, developer insights. The dev team at BioWare has been hard at work, and now they're ready to show it off in person. Here's some of the guiding principles that have shaped the development of Anthem as BioWare general manager Casey Hudson, executive producer Mark, because I was so hung up on the next part.
Mark Dara.
I was going to screw it up. Dara, good job. And lead writer Kathleen Rootsaker.
Rootsar. So
take the stage.
Yeah, so Mark is known for Dragon Age. And so he has been tweeting about coming on board, working on Anthem. So it sounds like there's part of the Dragon Age team that's helping finish off Anthem, which is cool.
That's great.
I'm down.
And then number five, a look behind the curtain. Along with hearing from the developers themselves, we'll be showing off some of the concept and production art of Anthem. You'll get a chance to see this craftsmanship that has built this incredible world from the ground up. Be sure to tune in right at 11 a.m. Pacific time so you don't miss anything of this. Of course, that'll be EA Saturday, 11 a.m. We'll be streaming it here, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Pre-show beforehand, 30 minutes before or whatever it is. And then live reactions post-show afterwards. Directly after the show, though, head back to the Anthem homepage for even more news and game features. As we get closer and closer to the release of Anthem, the homepage will be your source for details about the world of Anthem. Anthem launches in early 2019 for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC.
Considering this is the final E3 for Anthem. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine they're going to go big.
You'd like to think so. Yeah, this is their chance in the grandest stage to sell it to everybody and really make people understand why this is the next big thing. How excited are you? Where's your excitement level?
Definitely at an 11.
Okay.
This was my most anticipated game of 2018.
Yeah.
And now it's my most anticipated game of 2019 because it got pushed. But I'm very pumped.
I'm looking forward to seeing more. Like, that trailer looked cool last year. And, like, I like BioWare games, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, another game live service kind of thing. How's it all going to fit in? Where are we playing?
Yeah, and it's hard to tell. So, obviously, that asset was really awesome that they showed last year, but it's hard to tell how much of that is, like,
professional, that asset.
Well, I mean, sorry.
I'm with you. No. You're not wrong.
It's a trailer, right? So, how much of that is CG, you know, super, like, cinematic?
Yeah.
Versus how much of that is, like, the look and feel of what the game will look like when it's running in the engine, right?
Yeah.
And we see this all the time with E3, that sometimes we get these really beautiful cinematic trailers, but they don't represent what the game looks like whatsoever.
100%.
I think Blizzard is a good example of this. They make some really fantastic cinematic trailers for their games.
Yeah.
But that's not what the gameplay looks
sure.
like.
Anything Blur touches, usually. Right?
Yeah.
Here's this amazing thing, and then it's a turn-based MMO. Okay, yeah. Well, cool, that's fun.
It's not that that's bad. I just want to see what the real difference is going to be, right?
I agree, and I hear you. E3, not far away. 1 week from today, we will be on pins and needles, getting ready for it all to start. Number two, though, Destiny 2 is announced. I wrote Destiny 2 Year 2 Plan, which is kind of a mind breaker when you just read it off the page. Destiny 2 also put out a thing saying they're going to talk about their Year 2 Plan June 5th at 9 a.m. Here's Deej. We'd like to invite you to catch a glimpse of what we have planned for the second year of Destiny 2. We have some big ideas for how we're going to transform your Guardian lifestyle and reinforce your hobby as an interplanetary hero. We'll tell you about it, and we'll do it live. You'll hear from many members of our development team who will set some big goals for September in their own words. We'll explore deeper into the new territory with the game director, Scott Cotton, Steve Cotton. God, I get so caught up in the last names now, I'm fucking up the first ones. Steve Cotton and project lead Scott Taylor. Two faces that you might recognize from previous reveals. We'll respond to a bunch of community feedback and unveil some of the other things you haven't even been looking forward to yet. We'll top it all off with a look at a new roadmap with exciting new promises for everyone. This will be the beginning of a conversation that will last all summer long. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see your names in the chat as you give us your hot takes and spam those emotes.
Bring it, Deej.
Yeah?
Bring it.
Is this going to be more substantial? Bungie coming out and saying, we're listening and we're going to talk to you about what's coming up and here's the roadmap, is something they've already said about Destiny 2.
Right, but everything that we learned after the last time they did this reveal in advance of Warmind was that they had this creator summit. They told all of the creators, we hear you, we want your feedback. Creators gave their feedback. They're like, this is all great. We can't implement it for Warmind.
Sure.
We're going to try to implement what we can for the next expansion. So that presumably is what this is going to be about. Fingers crossed, because if it's not,
you're going to be pissed on Kind of Funny Games Daily again.
Probably.
Yeah. Are you on this one? When is the 5th? Is that Monday? I don't even know.
Yes, that's Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
That's John Drake's birthday, everybody.
Hey, happy birthday, John Drake.
Tuesday, June 5th.
22 years old.
That's right. He's such a baby face, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Rob in the cradle. So I'm excited. I have been, you know, been jumping back in, been playing more, been trying to level up my Guardian so that I'm ready for when the expansion comes. I'm definitely going to take a break once I'm up to like whatever the max light level is or
gotcha.
Close. Because the grind is so slow right now that I don't know if I'm going to like hang in there the whole time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
So we talked about you're at an 11 for Anthem.
Yeah.
What's your excitement level for this announcement of year two?
I'd say like an 8.
Hmm.
Maybe a 7. Because okay. I've been a little let down.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Have you? I haven't heard you talk about it at all in any
of
the shows.
And so like I'm still holding out hope. Because I need to, because I really like this game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not as excited
okay.
as I am for Anthem. I'm more excited for Anthem than I am for Destiny 2's third expansion.
June 5th, we'll find all about it. A Tuesday, apparently. Number 3, let's get into some of these god dang E3 leaks. We got two back-to-back with a little bit of a caveat on one of them. Fortnite is coming to the Switch. This is Oscar Deus over at GameSpot. Again, you might have watched the Gamescast. Or any of these things where I've been predicting this for months, but no big deal. This is like something nobody's been predicting. It appears a version of Epic Smash hit Fortnite may be coming to Nintendo Switch. The game is already available on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and iOS with an Android version coming this summer, and now it's been rated for Switch by the Korean Game Rating and Administration Committee. You might know them as GRAC. Ratings boards listings are not official announcements, but they're often a reliable source for new information on unconfirmed game releases. The rating was published today, June 1st, though this does not necessarily mean the port will launch immediately. An Epic Games representative told GameSpot the publisher had no comment to make regard... What happened?
It's imminently.
Oh, yeah, probably. E3, right? Nintendo Direct. Snap your fingers. There it is.
There we go.
Regarding the rumors, as to be expected. Oh, yeah, this is the other one I was going to bring up, right? The images?
Yeah, so this leak made its
Kotaku
rounds
here, yeah.
around the internet yesterday, and it is an E3 document that Kotaku believes is real because of the sources that they have. So the document was posted on 4chan by someone who said it was part of the E3 showroom display planning and discovered by Twitter user Amarmo? I don't know how to
Doesn't
say that name.
Sense. Here's features. I want to put one thing in here. Hmm. I want to have a conversation about leaks and rumors and all this, Jess.
Sure.
Every day this week, I get multiple tweets of, hey, here's this piece of paper with all, it says Nintendo's E3 or here's PlayStation's E3. All the stuff listed. Hey, I heard through 4chan that the Rocksteady game is Superman because it's leaked from the same guy who said that Fallout 76 is coming. Now he says it's going to be Game Informer. I hear you. I understand. This one's different. When I made a joke about this yesterday on the Gamescast, available patreon.com/kindoffunnygames right now. every Monday, about the fact that when somebody says, oh, here's the lineup for what's going to happen at the E3 press conference for whoever, and it's bold center type, just straight down the page, I'm like, that's not a PowerPoint. The video game industry is obsessed with PowerPoint and decks. That would
they
be a
really
deck.
Are.
That would not be this. This, however, I believe. This looks real. This has a few things on there I was already predicting, and it clearly is like the panels you put over the TV at events that has it. Continue.
Yeah, so this image shows multiple games, including Fortnite, Paladins, Dragon Ball FighterZ, FIFA, and the previously announced Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate, plus unannounced games Killer Queen Black and Overcooked 2.
And now here, all right, so Overcooked 2, everybody wrote in about this. I fucking hope so too, guys. I hope so too. Killer Queen, as I said on the Gamescast yesterday, I got to blow Tim's mind. We waited to the end. He was kind of drunk, and I dropped my prediction for this game already, and then my nudge of confirmation from this. What's interesting about this, if you don't know Killer Queen, amazing arcade game, listen to the Gamescast, we talk all about it. However, the developers also changed a couple days ago their Twitter avatar to be completely black and their banner to be completely black. So like more, I think, off the record confirmation, or not even off the record, I shouldn't say that, more indirect confirmation that this is real, I think. We'll see.
I mean, this sounds like it's pretty real.
Dude, Killer Queen will be fucking amazing on Switch. Here, chef kiss.
Fortnite just like continuing to crush it.
Fortnite will be even bigger. You know what I mean? Like that's a really exciting thing for me is like, yeah, I like Fortnite what I've played. Maybe like next week I'm going to play it all in these nights. Who knows? I like playing on my phone fine, but I like the sticks, right?
Yeah.
Having Fortnite in your pocket at all times, being able to have whatever Krypton on the TV and just be able to pop in and not have it be a big thing, or Jen wants to watch whatever and I don't want to, you know what I mean? The power of the Switch. It's all happening, Kevin. What a time to be alive, Kev.
I'm down to play Fortnite this next week, too.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, I'll give
it. Do you want to do that? We'll talk about this. We'll figure it out.
Let's squat up.
Because, yes, what if we commit to getting fucking badass at Fortnite? That's all I'm putting out there, guys. Number four, it's another kind of leak. I saw this yesterday. I didn't make the cut, but I figured it's getting around today. I might as well put it in there. Is Borderlands getting a Game of the Year edition for PS4, Xbox One, and PC? This is Patrick Faller over at GameSpot. Gamatsu reports that the Korean Game Ratings Board has rated a title called Borderlands Game of the Year Edition. While the game hasn't officially been announced, the news indicates a remaster or re-release is coming on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in South Korea at least. This would mark the first time Borderlands has been re-released, unlike its sequels Borderlands 2 and Borderlands the Pre-Sequel, which were remastered in Borderlands the Handsome Collection in 2015.
There is something else that you didn't put on here that I'm gonna tack in here.
Do you care about this Borderlands, or is this related to Borderlands?
So it's not related to Borderlands, so we'll talk about it afterwards. But I mean,
Borderlands 2 was so much better. I played the Handsome Collection.
Borderlands 2 was much better than Borderlands.
So maybe this is just a South Korea game. I don't know, but I if they do that, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm not gonna play that. I love
they already
2
have the Handsome Collection. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why they would do this, but I mean, I think we're all hoping and waiting that E3 will have some Borderlands 3 news.
Just
bringing
Borderlands 3 down.
But I don't know. We haven't heard a squeak out of that.
It probably won't happen.
Out of that team.
And right there, that's the big one. Huh? Huh? I'll tell you what that, huh? Your first show after E3 with that Walmart Canada bullshit. We'll see if Borderlands 3 is there. All right, fine.
You know, it would be amazing if Xbox came out and was like Borderlands 3 Xbox One exclusive.
That would be insane.
I mean, it would be sad for me because I play it on PS4 as well, but I have a lot of people who play it on Xbox.
If there's just one place to play, they're all going to be there. Who cares?
That would be a good
Is that
get.
A prediction? Are you putting a prediction out there?
No, okay. I don't think it'll happen, okay. But it would be cool.
It'd be really cool. Yeah. What's the thing we missed?
That Ubisoft confirmed Assassin's Creed Odyssey. This morning.
Oh, right. I guess that's true. After we went off air yesterday where we were talking about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, they
the
put
leak.
Out a little teaser.
Yeah, so they put out a tweet, says, see you at E3. It's a little animated thing. It's got what looks like a Roman soldier kicking what appears to be...
This is Sparta!
Yeah, that. I can't see...
It looks like an assassin now?
It looks...
Does it what now?
It looks like another soldier. You have to kind of like...
Use your mind.
Kind of have to like freeze frame it. But he's kicking him off the side of the hill there. But yeah, they've confirmed it. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Confirmed.
So, Andrea Renee, number one fan of Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yes.
What does this do for you?
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Give me more.
Yeah.
I'm ready. It's awesome. It was a great Origins was fantastic. Odyssey looks just from this asset, looks like it's set in the same kind of Sorry.
No, I like it. I like it.
Looks like it's set in the same.
Lady in the business is even more business than usual.
This is what happens when you prepare for a live studio at E3. You talk to everybody about assets all day long.
When can I expect that asset? When's that asset delivery? Are you delivering?
Are you guys
going to
be delivering it this day or this day? So I was pumped. Listen, I know you guys yesterday were talking about your concerns about Assassin's Creed potentially going yearly again.
That was one kid in the comments. I think this is a great move. I think this is more of a Origins 2. Hey, we kind of took our time off, came back with this idea. We're improving on the idea rather than it being like, hey, we're burning you out again.
Right. And Ubisoft is also a gigantic publisher. They have studios all over the world. They are more than capable of rotating their studios so they can do yearly releases so that the team gets more than a single year to actually work on the title. That's, you know, I'm not worried about that. I think it's going to be interesting to see where it's set. You guys had some
interesting,
I guess, for lack of a different word, hypotheses yesterday, but Rome and Romans were introduced in Origins.
At the very end. I don't know if you made it to You're Wrong.
I didn't. I made it up to like Squad Up.
You're Wrong was very much like that thing you're talking about. That'd be a cool storyline. They did that at the end of this with by ex-wife. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm down. I don't know why Origins didn't click for me, but Greece sounds cool. I love the idea of the branching dialogue. I love the idea of choose my own protagonist.
The branching dialogue is a very fascinating concept to me you know, it's never been part of the Assassin's Creed franchise.
Yeah. Well, it's time to open this up and just, like, you know what I mean? Like, the story stopped making sense a long time ago. Let's just have fun with it.
That is true. I went back to look at some First Civilization stuff, and I was like, yeah, this really, like, kind of jumped the shark at one point.
Yeah. And we're talking to you, Desmond. What? And I was like, oh, jeez. Whatever. But I'm excited. Bring on E3, everybody. Kevin, bring on E3. Kevin, you got that baseball bat?
Is that the Far Cry 5 baseball bat? Yeah.
Hit me in the head just long enough to put me out until E3.
No, Kevin, don't.
We'll never know if we don't try. Number 5 on my paper, but I guess technically number 6. God of War is on its way to a milestone. This is from Shibana Arif over at IGN, who reports, since its release on April 20th, data analyst Matchmade reports that God of War amassed 728 million views on YouTube by the end of the month. If it maintains its momentum on the platform, it will be on track to break 1 billion views by June or July, making it the fastest game to reach that milestone in YouTube history. So
that's impressive.
Exactly. Little tip of the hat.
Did
to
not
Korean
see that
team.
Coming.
Yeah. No. It's what I found really interesting is, you know, we're kind of funny. We're a smaller YouTube channel. And so our God of War review did gangbusters. You know what I mean? Over 100,000 views. I'm like, oh, damn, that's awesome. That's great. That's out of the ordinary for us. We usually just, you know, we have our group of best friends. That's who we make the content for. And then we did the spoiler cast, and I was like, oof, this thing's going to limp along to 20 or 30,000 like lifetime views. And that's, I think, what last I checked was about to hit 100K. Might have already crossed 100K too. Like, people are ravenous for God of War stuff, which is why I'm happy to announce we're starting after E3 only talking about God of War. Every thumbnail will be Kratos or Atreus. Congratulations, everybody. Andrea.
Yes, Greg.
As I said, I'm excited for E3, but you won't let Kevin hit me in the bat.
That's true.
I won't. If I needed to get excited about something right now, where would I go?
You would go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, Football Tactics and Glory on Steam. Path of Exile Incursion is available today on PC with the Xbox One version out next week. It's an expansion. Dragon Ball Legends brings real-time multiplayer battles to iOS and Android devices. Earth Atlantis is on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Illusion, A Tale of the Mind, is on PlayStation 4. Lickspear, Double Spear Edition is on Xbox One. Mining Rail is on Xbox One. Oh, Sir, The Hollywood Roast comes to Xbox One. And Might and Magic Elemental Guardians comes to iOS and Android. New dates for you. Sky Noon is coming to Steam on June 14th. And Impulsion, yeah. We'll test players' minds and reflexes with with July 19th Steam launch. That's one of the ones I just copied out of the press release and didn't really read. Just toss it on there. You got a date? There you go. Congratulations. It's just a slow day. Deals of the day for you. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you have Twitch Prime, which enables a whole bunch of cool things, like being able to give us Kind of Funny Games over on Twitch, a free subscription, which really helps us out. And they don't promote that much because they don't want you to spend the $5 they're giving you. So you have to give it every 30 days. Come give it to us. I understand you're driving a car right now. You don't use Twitch. You don't give a shit about Twitch. You have Amazon the Prime, though, don't you? If you don't do this, I've now cursed you thinner. I'm sorry. It had to be done. It had to be done. You've listen, in the audio right now, you feel me brushing your face. I'm brushing your face as I curse you thinner. Great movie. It also gives you free games. June 2018's games are now up for you. You can go set up your whole Amazon Prime, get your Twitch Prime, and then you'd get Strafe, The Banner Saga, The Banner Saga 2, Tumblestone, and Treadnoughts. So go do it. And while you're there, give us that free subscription. For the fucking please. You know what I mean? Andrea's not free.
I'm not. It's true.
Time for Reader Mail, and this is brought to you by Omaha Steaks in Brooklyn. And let's talk about Omaha Steaks first. Omaha Steaks is awesome. They send you the meat to your door. You get to grill it. You get to cook it. It's delicious. Kevin, is it delicious?
It's so good!
Thank you. Andrea, did you enjoy the Memorial Day barbecue where we ate it?
It's so tasty.
For the first time ever, I did the potato wedges on the grill. They were fantastic, too. It worked, yeah. Yeah, we do need to clean the grease trap, though. I had a little bit of a fire down there for a second, but it's because I'll get back to you on that one. Don't worry about it. That had nothing to do with Omaha Steaks because they give you pork, poultry, veal, lamb, bison, seafood, veggies, and more all sent there. And remember, Father's Day is coming up. This is an easy way not to forget Father's Day. You can save 70% off of this amazing deal if you go to omahasteaks.com, type KF Games in the search bar, and get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and you'd get 4 more burgers free with the purchase. Again, this is a limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com and type KF Games in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com, type KF Games. Remember, they don't check to see if you're really sending it to your father. Yes, Kevin.
Did you try any of the country fried steak?
I still haven't. We have the country fried steaks in there.
It's good stuff.
So here's my question. Talk to me, Kevin. We're now done with the ad, so don't complain that the ad goes on too long. We're just talking bro to bro.
Yeah.
How did you prepare the country fried steak? It's already fried,
so
but
here's
it's frozen.
What I did. Here's what I did. It says on there, stick it in the oven. I want to say it says like 420. Read it. Figure it out what temperature it's supposed to be. Pop it in that bad boy for like, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Okay. That's it?
And then I just ate it with a fork.
Oh.
That's all I did.
And it was warm and everything's good?
Oh, yeah. It was delicious. It was crunchy on the outside.
Here, you know what I'm going to do?
Crunchy.
I didn't pack a lunch. Today, I'm going in there, tossing 2 of them in the pizza oven. You and I are going to have some crunchy fried steaks. Is that not good? You're making a face.
No, I'm very excited.
Okay, I can't see your... Okay.
I never thought about putting that in the... I mean, it's dangerous.
It's 400 degrees. It's perfect.
Will they fit, though?
The steaks? Oh, yeah. They're like that. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Okay.
You want one, too?
No, I brought a salad. I'm on that...
Put some country fried steak on it.
I'm on that E3 cleanse.
Oh, man. You just got to give up. I did 30 years ago. Brooklinen.com is the other sponsor. I've already talked about them a lot, too. You know I love them. You know I sleep in them. You know I take photos of Porty in the bed. I try to take photos of Jen in the bed. She stops me pretty quick, though. You get these great sheets. They're very comfortable. They're very nice. You go on brooklinen.com. You mix and match the colors till you find what you want. It's all very visual. It's very easy to do. Shout out to our boy, Jason Inquires, who bought sheets for his new wife. They just got married. Congratulations. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for my listeners. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code GAMES at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code GAMES at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code GAMES, Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. We're going to start with Katie from Jolly Old England.
Oi, Governor!
Katie writes in and says, not a question. I just wanted to say a big thank you to you, Greg. On Wednesday, shut up. Will you roll your eyes? Did you somehow audibly roll your eyes at me, Kevin? Big thank you to you, Greg. On Wednesday's show, there was a conversation about motion controls in the new Pokemon and how that might cause some disabled gamers difficulties or even make it unplayable. There was a point in the conversation when Greg said, quote, disabled people will, and then corrected himself to some disabled people will. I know it's a small difference, but as someone who often hears comments seeming to imply that disabled is some sort of one-size-fits-all club, I just wanted to say it meant a lot to me and made me feel as if you were acknowledging me as an individual. You also made some great points about how it should be possible to play games properly when discussing Detroit, but I think you were referencing Steven from Able Gamers at that point. Keep up the great work, and thank you for all you do. Putting Kind of Funny Games Daily on is the first thing I do as I'm waking up every day. Oi, Govna. Thank you, Katie, for writing in. Yeah, I think it's another one of those things, and I know we talk about this on all the shows, obviously. The bad guys have, you know, co-opted SJWs and caring about other people's feelings and when I try to say be a better person or whatever. This is, I think, one of the small things that I never would have thought to do. I feel like I'm probably one of the biggest idiots in the industry, like one of the biggest middle of America knuckleheads, right? And so when I talk to Steven and he tells me when I fuck up, or when I talk to anybody and they tell me that I fuck up and I've said something that, hey, you don't know you offended somebody by saying this, but you did. Obviously, we talked about this a million times on Game Over Greggy shows and whatnot, of choosing how you have to choose your battles and what, you know, what do you want to do and how you want to do it. But for something like this, I think, as we've said before, I never would have thought of, why are they making smaller controllers? Why is this a big deal? Until I met Steven and learned the work of Able Gamers and understood what it would be like. Not even, I shouldn't say that. Met people and saw cases that were, oh my God, I never would have thought about how video games define me and what would happen if I couldn't use my right hand or my left hand, or what would happen if I couldn't move, period, and I wanted to still play these. And meeting those people and hearing those stories are the little changes and the little things that lead us to be like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not saying, like, if you just were to say all disabled gamers, or I know recently on a Game Over Greggy or one of the shows, who the fuck knows which one, I said, like, blah, 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 and I was talking about something and how, oh, well, that handicaps. And I was like, oh, that's not, and I said not PC, which isn't the right way to say it, because that, then again, the bad guys have taken that word too, right? But it was the idea of like, oh, no, that's a misstep. I shouldn't say that anymore. I've been told that, that, hey, we understand you're not trying to gouge somebody's eyes out when you say that, but that is offensive. And it's like, oh, those are the little things of, you can take them. I always want you to learn from our own experiences. I always, you know, I think you get the whole argument about echo chambers and coastal elites and yada, yada, yada. I think we're lucky to have a very, very, very diverse group of people who listen to this show, who watch these shows, that are in the video game industry. And I'd always, always, always want to take those perspectives in and make myself a better person with them.
Word.
It'd be great if you're just like, fuck that. Counterpoint, fuck all of that. Jason P. Thank you very much, Kevin. Wrote into kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, hey, Greg and Andrea. Today, Arc System Works posted on Twitter their restrictions for streaming BlazBlue, pronounced BlazBlue. But you understand that's an old Beyond thing where I made fun of Clements. I'm not going to stop now. Crosstag battle. Long story short, you can stream or upload anything you want outside of their story mode. If you must use some footage from story mode, it's only up to chapter 2. Breaking these rules will result in a content ID claim up to channel strike or account suspension. Atlas did something very similar with Persona 5. My question is, how legal is this? I get it's their product, but when you buy it, shouldn't you have the right to post whatever you want? I would get it more if this was a statement from Twitch or YouTube. But it feels strange coming from the developer. If they file the strike on the video, couldn't YouTube ignore it? Sorry for the long question. Love the content. Keep up loving that poultry, as long as it's consents. Jason P.
We get these content ID questions from time to time, and it always comes back to who holds the intellectual property or the IP. And Atlas and Arc System Works are the IP holders for BlazBlue, and so they get to dictate how their IP is used in various spaces. So if they want to say you can only stream this mode and you can't stream this other mode, that's within their legal rights to do so.
It's one of those, when you get the game, if you read through the small print we all click through or don't even look at in the instruction manual, that's in there, right? Of like, we still own this and you've bought the copy, but it's still our IP. You can't just do whatever you want with it.
Right, exactly. Almost always it's listed in the terms of service, in the end user license agreement. Pretty much whenever you buy a video game, you're not buying an unrestricted license for that game. You're buying it for the ability to play it and enjoy it in the privacy of your own home. A lot of games out there have no problems with you streaming their entire game, to creating fan works or fan art or posting whatever, because a lot of developers want the community to get involved in their game and be and have this kind of movement around their games. And that's awesome. But some don't. Some want to restrict things like the story mode because they see it as potential spoilers for people in their community who don't want it to get spoiled, and they don't want people to necessarily, you know, pick apart creative parts of the game. And that's their decision. Is it the right call? I would say no. I would give them people unrestricted access, but it's still their call to make.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I remember, I think the biggest, I mean, Atlas and Persona 5 was a big deal, but the real change, right, where we're all like, what the fuck, and all woke up to it was Nintendo, right? Of like, cool.
Yeah, the Creators Club.
Either
yeah.
you join this and you give us 70% of the money, or you're not allowed to monetize any of it. And I was like, what, really? Can they? Oh, they can do that. Okay.
Yeah, well, they can. It was. It still is a controversial move, and why we, when we were streaming at What's Good, we never streamed anything from Nintendo because yeah. we would always have to deal with Content ID claims.
Yeah.
And it's like, that those kinds of decisions, while we as fans like get mad and are like, this sucks, it's still like legally it's their right to make those calls.
Sure. Yeah.
We just have to go, well, that fucking sucks.
Vote with your wallets. Make your voices heard. Justin writes in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, it's midnight. I worked a 14-hour day and my wife and three kids are asleep. Video games? Angry Greg voice. Fuck no! Between the Overwatch skirmishes and matchmaking sucking my subpar genitalia, being stuck on God of War puzzles, Destiny multiplayer being terrible, and Metal Gear Solid 5 fucking me on a skull mission, I hate video games as a pastime! Ever experienced such frustrations over multiple games and question your preference for fun? Thanks for all you do. Justin.
You know, I've definitely had that moment of rage a couple of times, but the beauty of this hobby that we all share together is that there are so many games to play.
Yeah.
Just a cornucopia of selection of types of video games, whether that's on your phone or on your PC or on a console or on a handheld device. And the amount of games that are released on a daily basis, if you're mad at one, go find another. There's plenty of them out there.
I've definitely been where you are, Justin, where it's like, cool, I only have X. I immediately think I got a war on this one. Where, cool, the review embargo's coming. It was a jammed up week. I'm close to the end. I need to do this. And I jumped in to a puzzle room I'd left off in. And it was like, looking around like, and it was like 20 minutes of like, fucking God, hitting everything. Like, I can't believe I only have 2 hours to play or whatever it was, and I'm wasting all this time not being able to figure out what the fuck to do next.
Wasting is the word here. Don't you enjoy the process?
I do, but I think it's similar to what Justin's talking about. It's hard to enjoy the process when you know you're in a vice grip. When you know it is, I only have this much time, right? When it is, even last night.
I see
night
what you're saying.
There was a scare for me last night with the Detroit Platinum of all these magazines, and I'm knocking them out, no problem. And then, like, magazine 41, I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to play a whole bunch of chapters back to back. And then this other one, I was like, I'll save it for last. And I jumped to another one and then jumped in, and it turned out it's my last save had totally ignored something 3 chapters before that I need. I'm like, fuck. And it's like, I'm not going to bed. That's why I started the stream and I called it No Sleep Till Platinum. I'm like, I'm doing this tonight. Like, I can't let this keep slipping.
See, this is the beauty of mobile games, though.
Yeah.
They're designed to be, you know, short,
pay to
you
win.
Know, bite-sized experiences. No, not necessarily
pay to win.
I'm playing a great one right now, actually, called Tiny
Goosebumps,
Bubbles.
Though.
No, Cool Greg told me I have to download that. But yeah, it's this really cool game that it's just like a puzzle game. It's really relaxing.
Yeah.
And it's set like...
You playing it right now? What's happening?
No, I'm just pulling it up to show it to you. And so it's...
Kev, can we get Sky Cam for Tiny Bubbles?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know what I mean? Cam. Why you got it? Kev, the attitude. Come on.
Let me turn the sound on.
Looks like Skycam's not working.
Oh yeah, there it is. Oh, it's so small though. Also, yeah, I'm trying to make sure nothing comes up in my notifications. It's not supposed to be. I'll just cover the top half. So basically,
Talking to your mic.
Okay, I'm in my mic. So it's a puzzle game, and see how
look
some
at,
of them are orange.
Look at how pixelated it is. No, anyone,
yeah.
No one's gonna see anything. Anybody's
it's true. Oops.
These match colors.
Yeah, and they make that really satisfying bubble noise. See, it's nice. Oh no, I fucked up. Oh no.
Looks really relaxing. Oh no, I fucked it up. And then frantic tapping.
Anyway, it's It's good. It's fun. So there's lots of mobile games like that. What's great about this puzzle game is that it's not time based. So like a lot of stuff is. So I can just take my time and go through and play it. And you should find some games like that, Justin. I think that you would enjoy them.
Okay, Justin. There you go. Take a deep breath. It'll all be okay. Stop playing Overwatch. No, I'm kidding. Do what you want. Kevin, you got something to say? You know that thing where you make eye contact and lean back and look at me like you got something coming up?
People like an Andrea's ring.
Oh, yeah. And then I can imagine why.
John Drake did a very nice job.
Adam Neely writes into kindoffunny.com/KFGD and says, Happy Friday, Greg and Andrea. Why do good in-game stories always have to be dark, gritty, and sad? Games like God of War, The Last of Us, and Telltale The Walking Dead are all fantastic, but have these stories filled with death, sadness, and darker themes. We get happy and lighthearted games like Mario and Ratchet and Clank, but they are never known for their story. Do you guys think we could ever get a game that is celebrated for its story, but without the dark, gritty themes? Maybe something akin to a good Pixar movie. Thanks for all you do, and have a great weekend. Adam Neely. I don't think God of War is that dark. Does it have death in it and all the stuff? Sure, but I feel like it's all mainly characters that are like, whatever. Atreus and Kratos are the main dudes. Granted, they're dealing with the death as they play through, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that it's as dark and gritty as you're putting out with Last of Us and Telltale, or Walking Dead, which I definitely think are suit. But is it as dark as Last of Us? Is it as dark as The Walking Dead?
I've never played The Last of Us.
Well, then you have nothing.
The Last of Us is like the darkest timeline.
Yeah, that was really dark. Yeah,
it was deep.
But Adam, I think the main thing you're running into here of like, will we ever have something with a great story and be like akin to a Pixar movie? Sure, but the market's so much smaller than that. I think that
Super Mario Odyssey.
Sure, but the story, right? That's what
story did suck.
That's the thing. He wants a Toy Story level story, I guess, out of it.
Yeah, that's a hard sell.
And the problem there is the fact that I think most gamers are adults and they're looking for
conflict.
Exactly.
Because conflict drives
something
narrative.
To overcome, right?
Yeah.
I would point out, Adam, I would say Song of the Deep is a great story. I think.
What about Ori and the Blind Forest?
Yeah,
all Disney movies have a sad point.
Thank you. Even he calls out Pixar. Toy Story is like the. They're always lost. They're always not going to get home to Andy.
Oh my gosh,
there's
that one moment
creeper.
In Toy Story 3, bawling my eyes out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. Conflict's always got to be there. I guess the shell around it, though.
Maybe this is a good opportunity for people who are watching live at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to write into kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and let us know.
What's a bright, good story?
If they can immediately think of...
Uncharted? Are we saying that's a bright, good story?
Yeah.
I mean, right? It's a pulp adventure. There's death in
it. It's not bad, yeah.
You're breaking necks? Yeah, no. It's just pirates we don't care about.
There's a lot of murder in those games, though.
But Uncharted is a good story.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I don't think the tone is like dark or sad, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that Uncharted fits. I think you did
okay.
It.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. But yeah, you're wrong. You're allowed to chime in with this. Don't drown us in them, though, okay? Carlos in Orlando has the pleasure of being the final question of the day and says, why do people watch streamers? With the rise in popularity of Twitch, etc., I have to ask who the audience is for this and why. I am married and have a demanding job. If I have free time, I like to play video games. I've never watched someone else play a video game instead of just playing one myself. Please explain why this is a thing. Well, Carlos, I don't think... Your question is crazy. I think as Twitch started, I remember that being my argument as well. Or even Justin TV. I was just like, why would I go over there and watch? When IGN wanted to start doing Let's Plays, I was like, this is weird. I don't know if I'm doing it right. What we've always found for kind of funny and when we were at IGN and all that stuff, but streaming in general, is no one's, for the most part, coming to watch the game. They're coming to hang out with you. It's the expansion of, like, I always talk about, like, for me, you know, I always review or talk or do podcasts like you're sitting there, as Poe used to in my basement, and we talk about video games. That's what people are coming to hang out for. And, like, last night before I started streaming, right, I put on Twitch because I didn't want to watch anything while I played. I was already through my podcast. I was like, oh, what is Ashlyn doing? She's on. What is Destin doing? Okay, check in. And it wasn't, most people, or a lot of people, I shouldn't say most, don't even watch the game if they're in these communities, right? Like when I was on Destin's page, he was playing Destiny, but I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. He was just chattering in the background while I did Detroit. And when I tuned in, again, I was very much like not doing previews of the game and telling you what I was doing. It was just like, oh, hey, yeah, let me answer this question while I do this stupid thing I need to do for the platinum.
Yeah, I enjoy watching people play games that I want to get better at. So if there's a game, like when I was playing Paragon, for example, I would watch some Paragon streamers to kind of look at how they were playing and some of their strategies to get some tips and tricks as to how I could improve my gameplay.
Yeah.
Same with like Fortnite, 100%. Battle Royale and things like that. It's always a good way if you watch, you know, some of the top people like Ninja, for example, you can see like how he plays and how he moves through the world. You can pick up some good tips. But I agree with you. The vast majority of times when I'm tuning into people's streams, it's just to hang out in the chat.
Yeah.
Just to have fun and not really pay attention to what they're doing on screen.
Lately, I've been trying to watch more Twitch stuff because what I've been using it for is I really only watch TV or anything when I'm eating, right? When I'm working on the couch or something. So what I'll do is toss on, usually if Sancho West is on, I'll toss on his Fortnite stream and see what he's doing and how horrible I am at Fortnite compared to him, right? And like what these people can do. So it's about learning, but it's more about community, just like everything we do here. I would assume for someone in your life, if you were to tell them you listen to this podcast or watch this YouTube video, they'd be like, why would you watch someone for 50 minutes talk about all this stuff? Especially when it's just 10 of it was them arguing about what they're going to play with Kevin. Time to squat up. This is where one of you writes into kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Give me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read here, the best friends come and find you, and y'all play games together. Today, there is no squat up. You people don't deserve it. I was looking through the squad up fucking request today. It was one guy asking for people to write into his podcast. And then it was another asking for subscriptions on a YouTube video.
Nope.
You are abusing the squad up privileges, everybody.
That's I understand.
We have bent the rules for sure to, hey, go to the PlayStation E3 meetup thing. That's different. All right. That is very different. Nobody wants to play games with each other anymore. I have half a mind just end the stream now. But we asked for your wrong comments and I will tough it out and we will continue. But I want you to know, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
I'm mad.
Kevin's mad, everybody. Hope you're happy. I have a required reading for you, though. Over at Polygon, Matt Paparocki wrote one called Splatterhouse 2010, What Went Wrong? An incredibly deep dive into this game I've totally forgotten about when they were like, Splatterhouse is back! And it is a wild ride of reading to find out what happened to that game, the two studios are working on all this different stuff, like in the money they sunk into it. So everybody head over to Polygon this weekend, check out Matt's Splatterhouse 2010, What Went Wrong. Andrea.
Yes, Greg.
Speaking of what went wrong, we ask everybody watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to write in to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe. What do we get wrong today?
The first one's very interesting, and I don't know what to do with this. So this isn't a you're wrong. This is like an anonymous tip. So Wallace Insider says, wanted to send some anonymous information about some upcoming Ubisoft games and don't know how best to contact.
Oh, that's it?
No.
Oh, he just lays it all out now.
Here's some things.
Take it with a grain of salt. We cannot confirm or deny who Wallace is.
Right.
Is he the Wallace from Wallace and Gromit? Is he George Wallace the comedian? No, that was the governor who was a racist. Is George Wallace the comedian also George Wallace? Kevin, give me a check on it.
Wallace, if you would like us to be able to corroborate some of this, you can always write into kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Give us your contact information and we can then, you know, follow up with you and maybe get some corroborating in pieces of information. So here's what Wallace Insider says.
Okay.
Watch Dogs 3 will be set in London and have the ability to change characters. The next Far Cry is set in Cuba and will have dialogue trees. Starlink will have a big showing at E3 this year, dropping the Toys to Life gimmick.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. That would be fascinating. Hey, we realize we're too late to Toys to Life. There's no more Toys to Life in this game. It's just Starlink. Very interesting. Well, there you go, everybody. You have those two things that I don't... No, I don't think you're going to get Far Cry or Watch Dogs 3 this year.
No.
But if Starlink is dropping Toys to Life, we now know that Wallace, not George Wallace, the racist governor, or George Wallace, the comedian that Kevin did pull up. We got something there. All right.
So keep that on the back burner. Billy the Door says everyone is wrong if they don't go to Andrea's post on the Facebook group to support Kebab's Lego idea.
So, oh, yeah. He put that up.
Yeah, so he tweeted about it. I retweeted it. I put the link in the Kind of Funny Facebook group for everybody who wants to go. As Greg has mentioned before, if we get 10,000 people supporting the idea, Lego will then actually take a look at the concept and see what it's like to potentially actually make
this thing.
To sell
a podcast set. Yeah, it's based on our set. He actually had one that was the Kind of Funny one with all our logos, and Lego's like, no way.
Yeah.
But he dialed it back. Still clearly our set. So everybody, yes, go there and support Kebabs. I'll be tweeting about it.
He made it very generic, but it looks like us.
But it could be also any podcast set.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Wink, wink. Yeah, we'll know. You'll know it's ours. We'll know it's ours. Then we'll sue Lego.
whoa.
No, we won't sue Lego.
Oh, we'll sue Kebabs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
No, we won't sue anybody. Okay. Brian McBrien says, not a you're wrong, but what if Borderlands 3 is called Borderlands Game of the Year Edition?
Shut up, Brian McBrien. That's a waste of my time.
Lord Pwn, Borderlands is only available on Xbox One via backwards compatibility and currently unavailable on PS4. So releasing Borderlands on Xbox One, PS4 would allow players to play all of the Borderlands games on the current hardware, excluding Switch.
Yeah, but I say again, who the hell cares? Borderlands 2 is better than Borderlands 1. You already have it in the Handsome Collection.
Agree. Suck Lord Pwn says the God of War spoiler cast is currently showing at 102,000 views.
Look at that, everybody. Thanks for the support. Everybody, go find all those 100,000 people that watched it and tell them to watch the rest. There's a whole bunch of other shit to watch. Like Party Man.
JPS Collins says, Andrea said that a Roman soldier was kicking a person off a cliff. The soldier was actually Greek from the helmet design with the mohawk on the top of the helm being a Greek feature, not Roman.
There you go.
Ignacio Ross says that just reiterating what Lord Pwn already said about the spoiler cast. Lord Pwn says, yes, Arc System Work owns the IP, but more importantly, they own the copyright, and that's what they would use to strike down or claim content. Yes, they're essentially interchangeable. Let's see
here.
You just
pissed off some lawyer somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm sure I did. You do technically have to register to get copyright and trademarks. I know, because we did that for What's Good Games.
So do we. Don't try to steal a smiley. Even though that Come On Learning Center is getting pretty fucking close, and we'll get them. One of these days in litigation, we'll get them.
Come on.
Have you seen them?
No, yeah, it's not Come On, though. You know it's not Come On.
I'm pretty sure it's Come On. These children, let's learn.
It's Come On. Oh, my gosh.
Come on, these children. Let's learn.
This stupid Lego ID link is broken right now.
Ignacio Rojas says, handicap is a word defined in dictionaries as an advantage given or disadvantage imposed, both as a verb
noun. Maybe I'm thinking of crippled then.
Probably.
But both sides around, guess what? Like, I don't care. If I'm not talking about my golf handicap, which I don't even fucking understand. I don't even understand what that means.
He just says you shouldn't feel bad for using the word if you use it correctly. It isn't an offensive word.
I'm just saying. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, Kimmy23 says, Andrea, your nails are really nice. I know it's not a you're wrong, but you need to know your nails are on point. Thank you.
Show your one.
See, nails.
E3 nails? Or is it too early for E3
nails? No, my E3 nails happening next week.
Cool.
Right before I leave.
Smart.
Okay. Not Too Dark Games. That PR guy writes in and says, Ni No Kuni and Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, so Ni No Kuni starts with the mom dying and sending him off on like a thing.
I mean, have you seen the start of Up?
I know. I'm just saying, like, is that count? It made it sound like we needed a really great story that was like bright and cheery the whole time. And Kingdom Hearts is not a really great story, everybody. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've had people try to explain
takes.
It to me.
Daniel McCrory says, a good game story which is happy are the Lego, Marvel, and DC games. The story and cutscenes are lighthearted and funny, and though they aren't celebrated for their stories, I enjoy them.
That's a great point, actually. Lego Batman 2.
I'd say all the Lego games have really fun, lighthearted dialogue and narrative elements.
Sure.
I don't know how 2012, the South Park games have good stories and they're not dark. Mm. Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
They're not dark, right? But they go to some real inappropriate places. So when I think of like lighthearted and happy,
sure, yeah. Again, it's not a Pixar movie,
right?
But good call.
Well, this one has to do with like Eula's and streaming.
We don't have lawyer degrees, all right? We're just saying they're allowed to say this and do this. They're allowed to come into your house and steal your children.
Well, basically what this person is saying, I-A-N-A-L. It's like I anal. I don't know.
Come on,
basically,
kids.
Talking about the legality of it gets confusing because laws are hard. That's true. And obviously depends which country you're in, depends which platform you're using, you're using Twitch or whether you're using YouTube. But essentially, like, if you're using somebody's art without their permission, you're probably going to get into some legal trouble somewhere. Now, of course, there are fair use rules that we need to take into consideration, but like, fair use has been hard to define, particularly in the video game space. It's complicated. But basically, if they say, no, we don't want you to use our stuff, you're going to be hard pressed to be able to find a judge that's going to give you permission over them. Daniel wants to know, Greg, not a you're wrong, but where is that Switch Tumblr from?
Oh, the Switch Tumblr and the Switch Pen are from Nintendo. Shit. Who was it? Damon? The Damon from Nintendo, Kevin? Does that make sense? When he came in for the Gamescast, brought a bunch of stuff, and he's like, hey, would you guys want some tumblers and pens? And we were like, sure. And he left like 90 tumblers and 90 pens.
But they're really good pens.
And the pens are amazing, and we're not giving those up. And I forget if we have extra tumblers anymore, but we love them.
Apparently, the I-A-N-A-L is from the legal advice subreddit, says the Silent Gamer, and stands for I am not a lawyer.
Huh.
So you are not a lawyer, but you're telling me how I fucked up the legal advice. Cool.
Might be anal, too. We can't tell.
Might be.
Bad PSN name right there.
Yeah, and people here talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Yeah. That's it.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show, kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Then watch it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. And listen on podcast services around the globe. Andrea and I have made so much content for you to enjoy this weekend. Please check out What's Good Games, the podcast with Brandon Jones. Please check out Party Mode, the IGN V Kind of Funny for the World Championship. It's got me. It's got Nick. I'm sorry, Johnny Ace. It's got Tim. It's got Andy. It's got Miranda. It's got Philip. It's got WWE superstar Xavier Woods with maybe a cameo at the end of another WWE superstar. It's worth your time. If you appreciate it and think it's worth your money, go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, or in Andrea's case, patreon.com/whatsgoodgames. Hard to turn that one off.
It is. It's okay. Muscle memory.
Throw us a few bucks if you like the content we make. And if you don't, just keep watching it, sucker, because you're just giving us the view and making us look bigger, you dumb.
Well, it would also really help us if you don't have it in your financial bandwidth to support us on Patreon. If you could go to iTunes and drop us a rating.
That's a good one.
You know, leave us a review.
Leave a review.
Hit subscribe. A lot of people surprisingly don't actually subscribe, and that really helps us as well, too. So
yeah, exactly.
Every little bit.
Click the bell on YouTube.
Smash that bell.
Tell your friends.
Go to a library. Open a bunch of YouTube, links. There you go.
Yeah.
Give us a couple more.
Yeah, do you work in a big old office and do they leave the computers on? Just put it on a Kind of Funny or What's Good playlist and let the videos run over and over and over and over again. That'll help our watch time. That'll be great. Sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Write to the president and tell him how much you like our content and see if you can get him to talk about it. Any publicity is good publicity, Kevin.
I don't know.
Until next time, have a great weekend. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Vampire.